was it midway through last year?
Yep.
That the jungle drums were starting to beat, and and then obviously we heard Malinauskas,
you had
the
then
premier.
Feeling in your loins.
The loins, the waters were rippling. And then all of a sudden it came out
that, rippling,
yeah, yes, that Malinauskas was saying that he's going to be the man, he's going to put it back in, and then all of a sudden, bang, whooshka, here we are in 2022, staring at the final round being the Adelaide 500, which is really cool, I think we're all very happy about that.
And one person that, look, the last time when there was rumblings about that, you were telling me, Matt, he's like, look, I'll tell you what, there's a bloke that we can talk to that'll know everything about this. Not everything.
Yes.
He might not let us know everything about it, but he'll let us know what he can. He's the bloke that used to be in charge of the Adelaide 500.
The head honch. The big man, the top cheese, the big banana.
Anymore?
He was.
The big kahuna.
Yeah, the big kahoons.
Well, look, we can run through as many euphemisms as we can for the great man himself, but please welcome
top dog.
Please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Nathan Kayser. Nath, welcome back to the driver's seat. And as you can tell, the boys and I are debating, do we call you big cheese, head honcho? What would you prefer?
Just a nice bloke will be fine, thanks.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, nice bloke Nathan Kayser. You were certainly the head.
Nice to speak to you.
Mate, we're really good, thanks, Nathan. Thanks for joining us, mate. You were genuinely, though, the head honch, the top cheese, the big enchilada of stadium super trucks. There's no doubt about that.
No, I was, yeah, that's right. Matty, as we've talked about lots, and I was fortunate, and as we've talked about before, I was very fortunate enough to be GM of Adelaide 500 back in 16, 17 and 18. And, I was part of it from the start of 2012. So, I am very, very happy because I think it's one of those events that just has to be on the calendar of supercars, but it also has to be part of what happens in Adelaide. And having been in a sanctum of what it does for people in Adelaide, what it does for hotels, what it does for restaurants, it's just a must-have. And, it's exciting that it's back.
And, Nath, you're from Adelaide, even though you spend a lot of time up here in Queensland and you do a lot with Boost Mobile and Norwell Motorplex and a whole bunch of other bits and pieces, but you are a South Australian native. Tell me, if the Liberal government had won, were they backing up as well? Were they talking about maybe bringing it back, or was it purely and simply dependent on Labor getting in, or it was never going to happen?
Yeah, look, it's a hard one, Matty. I think, I've always said, and people might criticise me for this, but Stephen Marshall is a very, very nice bloke. He is a genuine fellow that I think at times has most likely just been pushed down the wrong alley of what needed to happen with the 500. And it was difficult. It was a difficult time, so he made a call on it. What if you brought it back? You know, you should never say never, because I think he could see that the writing was on the wall, that the amount of people that, not just in the outer suburbs, but right in the heart of Adelaide, were saying, we want this thing back. So, you know, I think potentially he would have had a discussion about it, but I just say hats off to Peter Malinauskas. Like, I've met him quite a number of times. He's a wonderful gentleman. He'll do a fantastic job as the Premier of South Australia, and he will build a really good team of high-level execs and management team to run the event that in early December, when it's back, it'll be bigger and better than ever.
Hey, g'day, Nathan. It's Stevie J here. Thanks, finally, for Maddie backing down and let me ask a question for a change, because he usually takes over this show, as you know.
One of us has to be able to speak sense, Nathan.
Hey, I can speak sense. I just need to read Nimsy's questions he's got here.
Yeah, be prepared, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly right. But honestly, we know how much of, you know, I've been to Adelaide many, many times, raced there many times, to all the street circuits. So you get a bit of a feel and an understanding of just what it takes, not just to put the event on, but just to build the damn thing, right? So, It's going to be it's not going to be, Matty. I mean, we've all talked about where the stuff's gone from Adelaide, all this sort of stuff. But
it's not in someone's shed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So, like,
well, some of it is.
Yeah, the logistical nightmare that it is trying to stage and organise the event from your perspective. I mean, once you step back in 2018, I mean, the infrastructure's been moved or sold. We've touched on that. But how much of a tough job do you think it is getting it back off the ground, even though it was obviously on the cards only, you know, only a couple of years ago?
To build the track, I don't believe it'll be that big a thing for them at all. The biggest thing will be that they'll need to do an assessment on the bitumen and on the track, because it hasn't been used for 2 years, to make sure that there's nothing that needs to happen for that. The infrastructure that's gone, look, there is some that's gone, but there's still some very, very good quality stuff that they've got there. Yes, I'm sure, without knowing the ins and outs of it all, that they'll have to go and get some new stuff. But, I believe that it won't be a problem. And the gentleman that they've appointed the chair of to be reformed motorsport board in, Andrew Daniels, he is a terrific, terrific man. And I had the pleasure of sitting on a major events committee with him while I was running Adelaide, because he was running the Adelaide Oval. And he's one of those guys that when he speaks, you listen. Like, he's just, he is a very, very good operator. And I think that was an appointment that I reckon majority of South Australians that know him would have thought, this is a very, very good appointment straight off the bat. And, you know, they're fair dinkum about this. So, yeah, he was involved with the Grand Prix. So he was part of that. He was part of the original team that actually went and started the Adelaide 500. So he knows what it takes. He'll build a tremendous team around him and they'll get it done.
So let's talk about the event itself, because typically it was our curtain raiser, but it was in a time in Adelaide where we had a lot of sports, we had festivals. It was like a jam-packed type weekend. Having it as our final round, do you reckon that's going to be better, because it's way less populated and congested from a
festival
point of view? Festival. So having it in December as our curtain closer, well, do you reckon that'll be good for the event? I happen to think it will be.
Yeah, look, I think it will be. It was always a discussion that really was had internally back from about 2014-15, whether it was best to be at the start of the year or at the end of the year. Now, someone that I know that we've talked about, Craig Dondas, Craig and I were heavily involved together. He and I used to always say that it was good for it to be at the start of the event, because it gave us the best opportunity from a commercial point of view, for sponsors, for merchandise, for activations. So it was a really good revenue raiser in that respect. But what it will do in clear air in December, not only for the state, but from a TV point of view and for the series that then they can have their, you know, end of the gala dinner in Adelaide. I think it's the right time for it. It's, you know, 5-6 years ago, I would have said no, but right now I think, yeah, it's the right time for it.
It's going to be interesting. I've got my Burson off-track update coming up, Nathan. I'm going to talk about some stuff that I've been hearing in the back channels of South Australian motorsport,
the
Bend and other bits and pieces. We're going to have a chat about that, so I won't go into it. But how much actual infrastructure needs to be purchased and gathered, because
or built
because we know that a lot of it went to Tail and Bend. And when Stevie J just said it's not sitting in someone's garage, I kind of went, well, it is. It's sitting up there in Sam Shaheen's garage, a bit of it. But actually, how much infrastructure are you going to need to put this on? And when I say you, I mean South Australian Motorsport Board.
Look, I'm not 100% sure, Matty, but, I mean, look, you guys know I'm close to a lot of people in the contractors world over here that I worked with in my time there. And, you know, we've had a few, you know, discussions over a beer. It's not that bad. Like, yes, some things have gone. But, again, you know, Andrew Daniels is a very intelligent man. And don't you worry, although he hasn't been in the position a long time, he would have already had discussions with some people in the right areas to make sure that they can have everything they need. You know, yep. There might be some cases where we might not see, you know, I think the back straight of Bartels out of turn seven, we always had the double bridge there. You know, maybe there's not the double bridge there anymore. Maybe it's just a single bridge, you know, right. Things like that. But I believe that, you know, there'll be, if I was going to say that there's something that they'd have to go and purchase tomorrow, and this is only my assumption from when I was there, that there was some concrete barriers that were getting to the end of their life. So right. Yep. There's probably quite a few concrete barriers that they'd need to go and get made and get done. But that, you know, that would be it there. You know, again, and I keep pumping him up because he is very good at it. Andrew would have all this covered. Like, he would be going right through it to the nitty-gritty at the moment. And he'd have some pretty heavy people on the phone working out where they can get it, what they can do. And I don't believe it will be as big as what people would think that needs to happen and they need to go and purchase.
Hey, Nate, like this, because of, I guess, the PR and the outcry when this event got canned, there's going to be a lot of eyes on the return of this race at the end of this year, and a massive amount of hype's going to be around it. It really needs to be the best Adelaide 500 that there has ever been. So, you know, what do you think the board need to do to make sure that this rebooted Adelaide 500 is going to be that massive success?
Yeah, look, you know, concerts always play a big part, and they are a portion of what it's about, and you know, they'll have that in the winds, and there was probably stuff already in the winds happening anyway. And then, you know, it's bringing back the festival feel. I think, you know, my own personal opinion as a punter that went in 19 and 20, yes, I was a part of Stadium Super Trucks and I was looking after Super Loop, so I had an involvement in both areas, but it lost its festival feel. It lost that you could, you know, go over in front of the old Heritage Grandstand and watch motocross, or you had the Honda GP bikes, or, you know, that sort of stuff happening, or, you know, then you went over behind the Chicane Grandstand and there was good foodies there and that sort of stuff. Yep. And then you'd walk across, you know, the road across Wakefield and you go where the support paddocks were and then you'd walk down to the concert oval. So I think, you know, that'll be something, again, from afar that I would think Andrew would be seriously looking at and thinking we need to bring back that festival feel. And I think when people walk back through the gates in December, they'll feel like it's back to, you know, originally what it was back in its early years. And, you know, people shouldn't forget that in 2018, which was my last year, you know, we sold out Sunday. So there was, you know, it hasn't been something that's been steadily falling off for a long period of time. Unfortunately, it was 19 and 20 that it really fell away. You know, 2018, it was very solid numbers. 2017, it lacked a Sunday night concert, which was a decision that was made internally. So the numbers fell off there. But 16, 15, 14, 13, they were all very strong numbers. So I think, you know, yes, it'll take a bit of time, but again, they've got some really good people around and they'll come out with a bang with things off track, on track, and I'm sure they'll be a very good artist.
There's part of me, Nath, that old saying, if you don't know what you got until it's gone. There's part of me and governments and fans and teams that look at the Adelaide 500 and we didn't know what we had until it was gone. Then once it was suddenly gone, we just went, oh, holy crap. How the hell are we going to go without the Adelaide 500? So even Peter, one of our regular listeners from Moonta Bay, Peter from Moonta Bay, he said he might be biased because Moonta Bay is in South Australia, but the Adelaide 500 has something special about it, and it does. I remember competing, I don't know, I can't even remember what year it is. You'll be able to tell me, Nath, but competing and then and the Sunday night, might have been the Saturday night or the Sunday night concert, we had Kiss and Motley Crue. And
2013. It was
the perfect joint
storm.
was packed.
Yeah.
The joint was absolutely packed and it was sensational. So I agree with you. I think we're going to need a big concert and hopefully, what are we, 6 months out, 7 months out, we'll be able to get someone to come in and do that. But just very quickly, mate, I want to finish on something that I think you should be very proud of because I think you've had a huge amount to do with, and that is the ascension to the top team and the successful integration of Brock Feeney into that top team. Because the way I looked at him on the weekend, it didn't. Round one, you go, oh, he's a rookie. Oh, he's going to get belted up. See how he goes. The way he drove at Tassie on the weekend, he did not look like a rookie. He absolutely looked like he needed to be there. And people might not know, but you were absolutely instrumental in helping him get to that point. So congratulations.
Nah, I appreciate that, mate. And look, I played a small role, and, you know, people say, oh, no, you didn't, Nate. But I did. I played a small role in it. But, you know, people have to give credit to Paul Morris. Like, you know, Paul, and I've said it before, Paul, people read him the wrong way at times, but his passion for young drivers and giving them an opportunity. You know, I think around one on the Sunday, you had Brody first, Brock second and Anton third. You know,
pretty good.
The first six laps of the race, you know, there it is. And I think, you know, Paul does an incredible job. He's done an incredible job with Brock. Like, Brock wouldn't be where he is today if it wasn't for Paul. And, yeah, I played a small part in it, but, no, I appreciate that. But, yeah, it's a great achievement.
I think you played a much bigger part than you're letting on. You're just incredibly gracious about it. So I will say to the country, very humble, I will say to the country, you did an outstanding job, mate, and congrats. And even more scary, you got about another five or six of the little buggers in the wings ready to come through. So across all categories, Super 3, Super 2, Trans Am, 86s, you got them everywhere. So you're taking over the country, mate, with your young drivers, and I love it. Well done.
No, I appreciate that, mate. And, yeah, there is some good kids, and there's, you know, Brody's doing a good job at Erebus. Nash is coming through in the way he's coming through. And then you got Kai Allen, who I've talked lots about, and he was pretty scary at Sydney Motorsport Park, how well he did for his first run. And, yeah, it's exciting to see how he goes. And also Nash. I mean, I'm a massive fan of Nash. I think for where Nash is today, for the little amount of early driving he had as a kid, you know, I think it's exciting. And, you know, there's another young kid who he's coming through, he's doing a good job in young Stevie J's son, Jet. So I think, you know, the sport's in a very, very healthy predicament mode at the moment, and I think we're all very fortunate with what's coming through. So it's good times ahead.
I think, yeah, you absolutely nailed it on the head. You know, it's funny because you often talk about in like NRL and in AFLW, it's like, oh, what are the number twos look like? What are the shirt terrors coming up for the ranks? And motorsport's pretty much exactly the same. But, Nath, we appreciate you taking a bit of time to chat to us here on an unconventional Tuesday night edition of the Driver's Seat. And, mate, we're all absolutely gearing up for December, but and hopefully we'll be able to share a delightful Coopers with you at the Adelaide 500 come December. But thanks for joining us on the Driver's Seat, mate. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure, and catch up soon.
It's always good to catch up with Nathan Kayser. He is our feature interview thanks to Ryko Filters, Ask Mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. We're off and running. Get your texts in. 0433 98 11 16 is our number if you want to get in touch on the Driver's Seat. Back with more straight after this.